Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, on the evening of March 19th, the council chambers, along with multiple overflow rooms, were filled to capacity. The topic at hand? Whether Montrose should formally declare itself a non-sanctuary city. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, on the evening of March 19th, the council chambers, along with multiple overflow rooms, were filled to capacity. The topic at hand? Whether Montrose should formally declare itself a non-sanctuary city, a decision that has stirred significant public interest and debate. The meeting, which lasted over 3 hours, saw passionate public commentary from more than 100 Montrose residents. Concerns were raised about the potential for an increase in illegal immigration and the implications it might have on the city's safety and societal fabric. Some residents expressed fears of a dystopian future, while others characterized the influx of illegal immigrants as a plot aimed at undermining American society. Despite the intense emotions and fears voiced by some community members, the council ultimately voted against the formal declaration of Montrose as a non-sanctuary city. Council members emphasized that Montrose already operates as a non-sanctuary city, and such a declaration would merely be symbolic, without any real impact on policy or law enforcement practices. The notion that Montrose could become a sanctuary city had been a consistent, albeit mistaken, theme throughout the discussions. Council members reiterated that the city has no intention of adopting sanctuary policies, which typically involve not cooperating with federal immigration enforcement efforts. The origins of this contentious debate trace back to March 5th, when a group of residents urged the city to adopt a non-sanctuary status declaration, similar to one passed by Montrose County. An emergency meeting on March 7th saw a preliminary vote in favor of such a declaration, but the need for a formal ratification at a regular meeting brought the issue back into the spotlight. Critics of the declaration argued that it would not address the underlying issues related to immigration, but could foster fear and discrimination. Meanwhile, supporters believed it was necessary to make a stand on illegal immigration, despite the symbolic nature of the declaration. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, the Montrose County Sheriff's Office is currently facing a staffing crunch along with law enforcement agencies nationwide. Sheriff Gene Lillard is actively seeking to fill critical vacancies in the jail and on patrol due to officers departing for other opportunities. Acknowledging the challenge, Sheriff Lillard pointed to competitive salaries, benefits, and retirement packages as key factors. In response, the office is hosting a hiring fair this Saturday at the Montrose County Event Center, offering positions for corrections and patrol deputies, complete with comprehensive benefits. For those interested in joining the Montrose County Sheriff's Office or seeking more information, you can reach out to MCSO Commander Cam Bolden for details. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com. And don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.